Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Today, as we noted earlier, we have shifted from the Christmas season where we found Jesus in a manger and as a child in a house in Bethlehem to Jesus at the age of about 30 years old. Yes, we take a rather large jump from the Christmas season to the baptism of Jesus some 30 years. As we think back to our gospel reading from today, we heard that Jesus, he traveled out to John the Baptist, where hundreds of baptisms were taking place in the Jordan River. Now we need to keep in mind and remember that John the Baptist was sent out to the Jordan River in the desert, away from the synagogues and away from the busyness of Jerusalem, away from the temple where the religious system of the day was corrupted by a man-centered theology. He was called out to the wilderness to, in essence, carry out his ministry of preparing people for the approaching kingdom of God, the one that was coming. He was out by the Jordan River, John was, calling people to repent of their sins and what? Be baptized for the forgiveness of sins. Thus, we would say hundreds and literally hundreds of people were gathered around the Jordan River, people of everyday life, as well as many religious leaders of the day, gathering around this one named John the Baptist. But the question arises, why did Jesus come out to the Jordan River? That's indeed what our text says, that Jesus came out to the Jordan River where John was at, and literally hundreds of people were being baptized. The answer is that this is the place where Jesus' ministry began, as we note in the scriptures. You see, after 30 years of silence, the baptism of Jesus serves as the starting point, if you will, the starting point of his ministry in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Many people have actually pointed to this event of Jesus' baptism as his inauguration, they've said, or his ordination, or maybe an installation, if you will. The baptism of Jesus, it marks the start of his public ministry, a ministry that continued some 3 to 4 years and ultimately concluded at his death on the cross. This is the place, we would say, where Jesus was baptized, where God's redemptive plan was really set in motion. It was the starting point of Jesus' victorious campaign over sin, over death, and over the devil. But you may ask yourselves, well, why is the baptism of Jesus important for us to consider right here and right now in 2014 here at Zion Lutheran Church? What is the significance of it for me right here and right now? You may say to yourself, well, you know, I get it, Pastor, and I've said to myself, I understand that this is the starting point of Jesus' ministry, but is that all that it is for us as baptized saints? The reality is there's much more for us to consider in our gospel reading from this morning. My friends, let's take a moment and ponder this text here. What kind of people were being baptized by John the Baptist in the Jordan River? What was John calling the people to be baptized for? Was John the Baptist his baptism and his message for those who consider themselves to be morally good and only consider themselves as needing a bit of improvement here and there? Was his baptism for those who, you know, made mistakes from time to time and had maybe sorrow over bad job performances? Was John the Baptist his baptism and message for those who lamented over bad investment decisions? Maybe those who had poor parenting skills and maybe those who found things lacking in their marriage? Actually, the reality is that John was not calling people who had what we would call worldly sorrow, this sorrow of just, you know, the results of being remorseful over bad decisions. He was not calling these people to be baptized. Rather, he was calling those forth who had what we would call godly sorrow. Keep in mind that John the Baptist his message was not a message of repentance for people to succeed in avoiding sin and then to do righteous things, though this is a very good thing, don't get me wrong. Rather, his message of repentance was much deeper. It was a delivery of the word to bring about a confession of sin, confession in the people that they had sinned, that they continued to sin, and that they could not stop sinning, and that they actually liked to sin because of their sinful nature. You see, to be sorrowful and to lament about one's sinful longings and the inability to fix the problem of sin by one's own strength is at the core of John the Baptist's message of repentance. Therefore, we could say that the baptism of John was for those who lamented over sin, lamented over their sin in light of a holy God and an approaching kingdom. It was a baptism for those who confessed and knew that they were poor, miserable sinners by nature, that they were sinners in thought, sinners in word, and sinners in deed. John the Baptist's message and his baptism, we could say, was for sinners only. If there were to be a sign placed by the Jordan rivers as you were to enter into the rivers to be baptized by John, there would probably have been a sign that said, "For sinners only." Self-righteous and pompous people were not allowed. Those who did not consider themselves to be sinners were not admitted to this baptism. Now, with all of this said, we see that Jesus, he arrives on the scene and he approaches John the Baptist and he seeks to be baptized by John the Baptist. Now, take a step back. Is this not crazy? Is this not absurd? Jesus the Christ, who is the sinless Lamb of God, approaches John the Baptist and says, "I need to be baptized by you." You know, it seems crazy and certainly is an unexpected move by Christ. However, as backward as it might seem to us, it is extremely significant for us to consider today. You see, just what is Jesus going to enter into when he asked John the Baptist to baptize him? You see, when he was baptized, what did he enter into? My friends, the Christ, Jesus, he entered into the waters of the Jordan, water, keep in mind, that was polluted by Israel's sin. And this indeed is shocking. Jesus, who is the sinless Lamb of God, perfect in thought, word, and deed, completely obedient to the Father, submits himself to the baptism that sinful Israel was undergoing. Get this, Jesus, who is the mighty Savior and the one who will execute justice at the end of time, in the last days, he steps into the Jordan River, a river and water that was contaminated by the idolatry, the profanity, the rebellion, the murder, the hate, the adultery, the lust, the theft, the dishonesty, the lying, the betrayal, and the coveting of Israel. It makes perfect sense why John the Baptist did not want to baptize Jesus. If you were in John's shoes, wouldn't have you felt the same way? In our gospel reading, John the Baptist tries to change the mind of Jesus by essentially saying, "Whoa, I need to be baptized by you, Jesus." In other words, John is saying, "Why on earth do you, Jesus, the sinless Lamb of God, need to be baptized by me, a sinner, and especially in a baptism of repentance of sin with all these sinners around you? What sin do you have to be sorry for, Jesus? It is not you, Jesus, who should be baptized by me, but rather it is you, the Christ, that needs to baptize me, John the Baptist, for you are indeed sinless." Baptized saints of Zion Lutheran Church, the baptism of Jesus not only marks the beginning of his ministry, but it shows us perfectly how Jesus the Christ will save his people from their sins, how he saves me, and how he saves you. The baptism of Jesus shows us how the kingdom of heaven and God's plan of salvation, how it actually what? How it actually works. The baptism of Jesus shows us that Christ enacts God's saving plan for mankind when he himself literally stands with sinners. Yes, by receiving from John the Baptist this baptism that sinners receive, Jesus is not only standing with sinners, but he begins his ministry where he takes the place of sinners. Now, this is absolutely awesome. For this is a bold picture of God's love for you and me as sinners. Indeed, we would say Jesus steps into the pollution of sin. He stands with us. He receives a baptism that sinners receive and then ultimately heads towards his trial, his condemnation, his rejection, and crucifixion, all of which he does for you and for me. Indeed, Jesus gives his life as a ransom for many. For you, it is fitting that Christ would be baptized in the Jordan, for his whole ministry is one where he identifies and dies for sinners. In 1516, Martin Luther, in a letter to Friar George, he comments on this idea of Jesus Christ standing and identifying with sinners, and this is what he says in the letter to Friar George. He says this, "Therefore, my dear friar, learn Christ and him crucified. Learn to praise him, and despairing of yourself, say, Lord Jesus, you are my righteousness, just as I am your sin. You have taken upon yourself what is mine and have given to me what is yours. You have taken upon yourself what you were not and have given to me what I was not." And he goes on to say to Friar George, "Beware of aspiring to such purity that you will not wish to be looked upon as a sinner or to be one. For Christ, and get this, for Christ only dwells with sinners. On this account, he, Jesus the Christ, descended from heaven where he dwelt among the righteous to dwell among sinners. Meditate on this love of his, and you will see his sweet consolation. You will learn from him that just as he has received you, so he has made your sins his own and has made his righteousness yours." My friends, this is the gospel news for you as baptized people into Christ. Christ, he identifies with you. He identifies with you. For your sake, God made Jesus Christ, who had no sin, to be sin for you, so that in him you might become the righteousness of God. You're not only forgiven in Christ, but you are counted as perfectly righteous, for you are washed not in polluted waters, but you are washed in the waters of God, waters that bear the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Water that washed you, that marks you, and names you as one of the Father's own. Indeed, my friends, you are God's own child, for you have been baptized into Christ. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.